Ernie Cato, the R&B emperor of New Orleans, was a good decade or more in the making.
I started going to the Mother-in-Law Lounge, and it was such a scene there between just his performances and all the people who would come around. It was just a very rich and oftentimes surreal scene, and I kept thinking, this has to be documented. Somebody needs to write about it.
See, I'm not Tarzan. And then again, I don't have no Jane. But what I got, I'm going to do the best that I can. Bud Cato, Bud!
And then at one point, not too long before he died, I was over at the Mother-in-Law Lounge one afternoon. There was nobody there. And out of nowhere, Cato looked at me and said, you know, you have to write a book about me. I thought that was a good idea. And he and I had made a plan in July of 2001 to get together with a videographer and go through his old neighborhood, 2400 block of Durbany Street. And he would just regale me with anecdotes and reminiscences. And Cato had an almost photographic memory and very good on dates and names and places. When he talked about himself, he would tend to embellish. But if he was talking about somebody else or something else, he remembered a lot. And when he was objective, he was very accurate.
Unfortunately, Ernie Cato died before he and Ben Sandmel could take that Durbany Street tour.
We were supposed to get together. He died on July 5th, and we had an appointment to get together on the 11th or the 12th, something like that, and it ended up being the night of his wake. So I just started doing interviews, as many as I could, in town, out of town, some on the phone. Spent a lot of time looking through microfilm, spent a lot of time looking at microfilm over at the Amistad Research Center, where they have Louisiana Weekly, which is fascinating because you just punch up any issue, say, from 1955, and there are all these incredible New Orleans rhythm and blues gigs with a 75-cent cover charge, and just wish you could transport yourself back in time.
Sandmel worked on the book by fits and starts for a number of years, more steadily post-Katrina. By 2009, he had a strong first draft, but still no publisher.
I gave a copy of it to the people at Historic New Orleans Collection, specifically Sarah Dorries, who is the editor. And she liked it, and she thought it was a viable project, and we ended up deciding to do the book together, I guess you would say. They ended up deciding that they would like to publish the book, and of course I was thrilled.
Here come the girls, girls.
Looking back, it's a good thing that it took me so long to find a publisher, because if, for instance, I had gotten a book deal in 2002, 2003, I wouldn't have had a fraction of the research material that I ended up having in here, so it would have been a pretty thin book. It would have almost been like an extended magazine article. And so this amount of time, even though, you know, I had some agonizing moments thinking I've painted myself in a corner writing a book that nobody wants, but it actually ended up for the best because I had the amount of material that I do have, quite a bit of material that I wasn't able to include, quite a bit of material out there that I was not able to get. You know, there must be close to 100 books about Louis Armstrong, and I think there's definitely room for at least one more book about Ernie Cato.
You actually have used this opportunity to tell Cato's story, but you also, through the lens of what happens to him, you managed to get a hell of a lot of New Orleans music history into this.
That was the idea, to open a window on New Orleans music history and also New Orleans contemporary culture, and to really look at the context in which a guy like Ernie Cato becomes a cultural icon. He was an excellent musician. Cato was a great musician, and he was so eccentric in his later days that I think some people forget that he was really, really a good singer. I wanted to write a book that talked about Cato the musician and Cato in his later years as a standard bearer of New Orleans grassroots surrealism.
Ben Sandmel, author of the respectful but even-handed, deeply researched, handsomely packaged new biography, Ernie Cato, the R&B Emperor of New Orleans.
Bud Cato, Bud!
For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Caston.
The only thing that turned me on.